Hello out there. This is Coach Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Aaron, welcome, 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 my friend. Today, we're going to talk about athletes' concentration level and back to return to play, where these athletes are kind of coming in with this expectation of, I'm happy to play, but they're losing their concentration really quick. It's like they forgot that a two-hour game or a one-hour game or whatsoever or a race, it's like all of a sudden for like 5 minutes they're there and then they're gone or they haven't paced themselves correctly. So it seems like the athletes are having a concentration for a long-term period that they're having a hard time with that right now. So what's your feeling about that concentration level with athletes during COVID times?
Well, I mean, you know, it's been a year since athletes have been in the competitive atmosphere, at least for most, you know.
Right.
For those who've kind of been, you know, doing stuff on the sly. But but I can see how athletes are having a harder time focusing and being attentive during the competitions because they've been off for a year. Right. And so that makes a lot of sense. I don't know exactly what's the best way to combat that other than making the athletes aware of it.
Right.
You know, and the athletes, you know, kind of giving them those gentle reminders of, hey guys, you know, we need to focus. Hey guys, let's pick it up. Those sorts of things. I don't know. What are some of your suggestions? I know you guys have just started getting back into that competitive mode with games and stuff.
Right.
And obviously that's something that's hitting home with you. For on the training aspect, it's not that big an issue. But I know with the competitive side, I'm sure you're seeing that. And I'm probably going to see it a lot more as my athletes start to report back to me now that they're competing and racing and stuff.
One point, you know, I want to mention is that, you know, we've been at it for a month now, and I see athletes really good. And if we just talk in terms of baseball for a second, and then I'm going to come to basketball because I have basketball athletes too that play multiple sports or football. The baseball players may be good for two innings, and then all of a sudden, it's like they went out for recess from school. It's like they had this, here we are right here. They've been studying for a while. And then they go out to recess and it's like, oh, wow, good. And then when they come back to school or back to the game, it's like, wow, I think that's good enough. So they don't know how to pace themselves very well. And I think it's a marathon and not a sprint mentality. Needs to, you know, so coaches and parents out there, understand that, you know, you have to have those gentle reminders. It's a marathon. Don't worry about this didn't happen the way you like to and you're done for the day. Hey, let's keep building on our process. So I think there needs to be a process when they do come back to return to play. What are our short-term goals immediately? And then what are our long-term goals? So maybe a short-term goal in the game would be like, okay, we're going to try to win every inning. Okay, that's our goal. Offensively, we're going to try to score more runs. Defensively, we're going to try not to let the other team score. That's a short-term goal. That's winning an inning mentality. So I think that's super important.
Right. Yeah, that's actually a good way to put it. You know, keeping them in that moment and then just incrementally moving along. You know, like you said. Right. I mean, I guess the same could be said for some of my track athletes, where they shouldn't be getting ready for one race, but thinking about the one after that.
Right.
And right. And just kind of staying within themselves, you know, at that moment. So yeah, I actually think that's a great idea to handle that.
The second thing I think could help parents, coaches, players is maybe have a saying for the day or a word of the day. And when you start to lose your focus, go right to that word. You know, today's word's going to be speed, or today's word's going to be let's stay together, stay together, or something like that. A word, hang it up in the dugout, hang it up in the gym, hang it up, you know, and maybe have a t-shirt made for that weekend that says this. So players can stay in the moment rather than get out of the moment, you know, stay in that moment. So I think having something like that brings an athlete back to center or back into that level of concentration where they can have some sort of success, you know, or some sort of focus to keep them going towards their goal by the end of the day.
No, I like that because I remember as an athlete when I was competing, if there was something that I really was working on and I wanted to execute it in the race, basically what I do is I take a piece of paper and I put it in my spikes. And right before I put my spikes on, there would be the piece of paper and it would say, remember your drive phase or relaxation. Or so, yeah, I get that. And I think athletes can do some sort of that however they want. Right. And maybe just those simple cues, and they can be technical in nature, will give them a point of focus.
Right.
That will help keep them on track. So, yeah, I like that. I can relate to that. That idea.
The third thing I like to see in these competitions they have is taking a short time out and bringing the team together and say, guys, what do you think about what's going on right now? And let the athletes have this accountability of like, hey guys, how do you think, you know, what's going on today? How do you feel about it? What's going on in your mind? And that's like a 15 second thing. Say like, this inning, let's have three guys tell what's going on. Next inning, who wants to do it? Raise your hand. Okay, you guys do it. So it kind of gives them some sort of anticipation, some sort of excitement that, hey, I'm going to participate in it and we're in this together. And I think that's so important is to give them an opportunity to express themselves. And I think it keeps them all engaged. Like, hey, what is that teammate going to say? I wonder what they're thinking. And it gets them to the juices flowing to stay into a more focused atmosphere.
And I like that because what it speaks to me, it's an in-competition reset.
Right.
Because they all, especially in a team sport, they're all coming together and they're just kind of resetting.
Right.
And, you know, I guess you can call it a huddle or whatever, but no, I like that. It's just a brief pause that kind of brings everyone back onto the same page.
You know, I really think that is being lost. When we get our kids playing again, our athletes playing again, Aaron, I think a lot of this little stuff is being lost in the shuffle. I think everyone's so happy to be in competition that when that wears off, where do we go now? And these little things that help us understand the process of competition get left behind because we haven't competed in a year and we forget those little things allow us to function as a individual player and as a team player, as a collective unit to move forward in our process of competing again. And that gets lost in the shuffle. And we need to keep on reminding coaches, parents, players, teams, hey, these things are important for your whole development and what you're trying to achieve.
Couldn't have wrapped it up any better.
Hey, back at you. Hey, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. See ya.